Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Sankalp Saptah, a week-long program for aspirational blocks in New Delhi today. 22nd Law Commission recommends government to retain existing age of consent under POXO Act. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan to launch Bharatiya Bhasha Utsav and Technology and Bharatiya Bhasha Summit in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says Khalistan issue has returned due to very permissive Canadian attitude towards violence, terrorism and extremism. Combined index of 8 core industries rises to 14-month high of 12.1% in August this year. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, Rohan Bopanna and Rutuja Bhosle set to compete in mixed doubles tennis final today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a week-long unique program for aspirational blocks in New Delhi today. The program has been named as Sankalp Saptah. It is linked to the effective implementation of the aspirational blocks program, which is aimed at improving governance at the block level to enhance the quality of life of citizens. The event will witness the participation of about 3,000 panchayat and block-level people's representatives and functionaries from across the country at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital. In addition, about 2 lakh people, including block and panchayat-level functionaries and farmers, will join the program virtually. Sankalp Saptah will be observed in all of the 500 aspirational blocks across 329 districts in the country from 3rd to 9th of next month. Each day during the period is dedicated to a specific development theme on which all aspirational blocks will work. The themes for the first 6 days include Sampurna Swasthya, Suposhit Parivar, Swachhta, Krishi, Shiksha and Samriddhi Divas. The last day of the week will be a celebration of the work conducted during the entire week as Sankalp Saptah Samavesh Samaroh. The Prime Minister will attend the concluding ceremony of the Parivartan Yatras organized by the Bharatiya Janata Party in Bilaspur city of Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
Chhattisgarh's main opposition Bharatiya Janata Party took out 2 Parivartan Yatras across the state to highlight the central government's achievements and the failures of the Chhattisgarh's Congress government on various fronts. The first Parivartan Yatra started from Dantewada on 12th September and the second Parivartan Yatra started from Jashpur on 15th September. During the Yatras, road shows were conducted in various assembly constituencies. Apart from this, public meetings were held at many places. Both these Parivartan Yatras are concluding today at Bilaspur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Parivartan Mahasankalp rally organized by the BJP. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate and lay foundation stone for various development works worth over 1,600 crore rupees in his Lok Sabha constituency, Gandhinagar in Gujarat today. Mr. Shah will also inaugurate the permanent campus of National Institute of Pharmaceutical Education and Research at Palaj in Gandhinagar. More from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various people-centric projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation and Ahmedabad Urban Development Authority worth over 1600 crore at Tragad in Ahmedabad today. This includes the inauguration of water supply projects, pink toilets and foundation laying for the renovation work of 5 lakes in surrounding villages of Ahmedabad. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Union Minister Dev Singh Chauhan will be present on the occasion. In the noon, the Home Minister will inaugurate the permanent campus of National Institute of Pharmaceutical Education and Research spread over 60 acres of land at Palaj in Gandhinagar. Parna Khunt, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The 22nd Law Commission has recommended the government to retain the existing age of consent under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POCSO Act. In its report, the Commission noted that reducing it might have damaging effects on fighting child marriage and child trafficking. The current age of consent in India is 18 years. It also said that certain amendments need to be brought in the POCSO Act to remedy the situation in cases where there is tacit approval, in fact, though not consent in law, on part of the child aged between 16 to 18 years. It opined that such cases do not merit to be dealt with the same severity as the cases that were ideally imagined to fall under the POCSO Act. The Commission submitted the report titled Age of Consent Under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act 2012 to the Law Ministry on 27th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Women's Reservation Bill, which was passed by both houses during the recent special session of Parliament. The central government has issued a gazette notification for the legislation, which is also called Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Now the legislation has become a law. The law provides for 33% reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies as well as the Delhi Assembly. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will launch Bharatiya Bhasha Utsav and Technology and Bharatiya Bhasha Summit in New Delhi today. The two-day summit aims to set course for a technologically enriched future for Bharatiya languages in education. The summit will encompass three pivotal thematic sessions with special focus on the integration of technology in promoting Bharatiya Bhasha, including its role in teaching, training, examination, and translating educational materials. The Indian Air Force will carry out a multi-aircraft flypast at Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh today on the occasion of 91st anniversary celebration. Madhya Pradesh Governor Mangubhai Patel will be the chief guest at the event. It will also be attended by Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal V.S. Chaudhary and other military and civilian dignitaries. More from our correspondent.
The spectacular flypast being held for the first time in the capital Bhopal, fighter aircrafts like Sukhoi 30, Mirage 2000, Jaguar, LCA Tejas and Hawks will astonish the spectators with their roar and speed. Apart from this, helicopters like Chinook, Mi-17, V-5, Chetak and transport aircrafts like C-130, IL-78 and AN-32 will also perform various stunts and maneuvers. Surikiran Aerobatic Team, Sarang Helicopter Display Team and Akash Ganga team will also be the added attraction of this air show. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar has said that the Khalistan issue has returned due to a very permissive Canadian attitude towards those who advocate violence, terrorism and extremism. Addressing a press conference in Washington, D.C., Dr. Jayashankar said India has flagged the issue with Canada.
It has come back very much into play because of what we consider to be a very permissive Canadian attitude towards terrorists, extremists, people who openly advocate violence. And they have been given operating space in Canada because of the compulsions of Canadian politics. It has certainly been a country where organized crime from India mixed with trafficking in people, mixed with secessionism, violence, terrorism. It's a very toxic combination of issues and people who have found operating space there.
Dr. Jayashankar said, in India, it will not come as a surprise to anybody if one tells them that there are people in Canada who are advocating violence, separatism, as there is a history out there. He said that it is very important that the US has India's point of view on the matter as well, because Washington has good relations with both Ottawa and New Delhi. Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the incidents of threats, violence, and intimidation against Indian diplomats and missions in Canada, and questioned whether the reaction would have been the same if a similar situation had occurred in any other country. He said freedom of speech does not extend to incitement to violence. The combined index of 8 core industries rose to a 14-month high of 12.1% provisionally in August this year as compared to the index of August 2022. According to a data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the production of all 8 core industries, namely cement, coal, crude oil, electricity, fertilizers, natural gas, refinery products and steel, recorded positive growth in August 2023 over the corresponding month of last year. The figure for July has been revised upwards to 8.4% from 8%. In August 2022, core sector growth was 4.2%. Index of core industries measures the combined and individual performance of production of the 8 core industries. The 8 core industries comprise 40.27% of the weight of items included in the Index of Industrial Production. The final growth rate of index of 8 core industries for May 2023 is revised to 5.2%. The cumulative growth rate of index of core industries during April to August 2023-24 is 7.7% provisional as compared to the corresponding period of last year. Minister for Development of Northeast Region G. Kishan Reddy has launched India's first 5G training labs and 5G applications in health sector in all the northeastern states. Addressing the gathering virtually in New Delhi yesterday, he emphasized the significance of this ambitious stride towards establishing a vibrant 5G digital ecosystem in the northeast region. Mr. Reddy highlighted how this technological advancement would unlock vast opportunities for growth and contribute to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals 2030. He further added that with a burgeoning 5G market, northeastern states will be able to tap into this opportunity and enhance public delivery of services. Mr. Reddy further affirmed the government's steadfast commitment to establishing the Northeast as India's new growth engine, with over 5 lakh crore rupees invested in connectivity and infrastructure development in the region over the past 9.5 years. In Ladakh, the second edition of the Himalayan Film Festival 2023 began yesterday at Leh Sindhu Sanskriti Kendra. The 5-day event was inaugurated by Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Dr. B.D. Mishra. The objective of the festival is to promote budding Ladakhi filmmakers and provide an opportunity to them to develop their talent through learning and networking experience. In sports, India has achieved 33 medals, 8 gold, 12 silver and 13 bronze at the Asian Games 2023 so far in Hangzhou, China. The country currently stands at the 4th position on the scoreboard. There are several exciting events lined up today. In tennis, mixed doubles pair of Rohan Bopanna and Rituja Bhosle are all set to face Chinese Taipei's Liang Yingxiu and Huang Xtonghao in the finals. The Commonwealth Games gold medalist Mirabai Chanu will start with her campaign in the women's 49kg weightlifting. Reigning women's heptathlon champion Swapna Barman will also begin her campaign later today. India has all eyes on Barman for bringing home a medal, as she is a 2018 Asian Games gold winner. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to V.C. Pramod.
Thank you, Anuja. Amid the raging diplomatic row between India and Canada, the Tribune, quoting the External Affairs Minister, writes, "Have a problem with permissive Canadian attitude to terrorists, extremists. Medals galore and counting" is a top front page headline in the Pioneer as the young Indian shooting brigade sizzled at the Asian Games. "One nation, one election in works on four footing" is another headline in the Pioneer. To push Indianization in a host of areas, army seeks statecraft, military lessons from ancient Indian texts, writes Hindustan Times. In the national capital, CM announces 15-point winter action plan to fight air pollution is a headline in the Hindu. The Indian Express, quoting the law panel on POXCO, writes, "Keep consent age 18, but take less severe look when kids in 16 to 18. And finally, startup founders, product designers and tech geeks from Silicon Valley to Bengaluru bowled over by new feature, reports the Economic Times under the headline, "With ChatGPT Vision, Internet opens its AIs to a new world." And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Pramod. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Sankalp Saptah, a week-long program for aspirational blocks in New Delhi today. 22nd Law Commission recommends government to retain existing age of consent under POXO Act. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan to launch Bharatiya Bhasha Utsav and Technology and Bharatiya Bhasha Summit in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar says Khalistan issue has returned due to very permissive Canadian attitude towards violence, terrorism and extremism. Combined index of 8 core industries rises to 14-month high of 12.1% in August this year. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, Rohan Bopanna and Rutuja Bhosle set to compete in mixed doubles tennis final today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.